this morning is Viewcrest Condominium Association versus Robertson.
May it please the court, David Tarshis for appellant Brenda Robertson. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes, please.
3 minutes. You may proceed.
Four guides to interpreting the statutes in issue here all lead to the same conclusion, that Ms. Robertson was deprived of her right to possession during the redemption period and that this court should reverse and remand for determination of her damages. Those four guides are the plain meaning of the text, the rules for interpreting statutes governing homesteads, the legislative history, and case law governing the right to possession following a judicial foreclosure. The first thing we look to is the plain meaning of the text. We've got two statutes here to focus on. 623.110.4 in the Redemption Act says the homeowner is entitled to possession during the redemption period, quote, in case of any homestead as defined in Chapter 613 RCW, close quote. And there's no question that Ms. Robertson did have such a homestead.
I'm sure you're headed there anyway, but isn't one critical question here, when the Washington Condominium Act was adopted and the lien provision of that statute, you chose the words, a lien under this section shall not be subject to Chapter 6.13, the homestead statute. Why did they use that terminology? The prior version, that still exists for older condominiums today, spoke specifically of no ban on for sale applies, consistent with 080 of the homestead. They could have used that exact same language. The implication is they used different language, arguably broader. Why did they choose broader language?
Give you two things in response to that question, Your Honor. The first is that the official comment to that section tells us the answer to that question, and that's on the handout, at the bottom of the handout I've provided. It says we are relieving condominium associations of the notice requirement that applies to other homeowner associations and is in 613.0806. That was the purpose. It did do something different than 0806. It relieved them from the notice requirement applicable to other homeowner associations. And then in terms of the language that is used is that the lien is not subject to 613. And what a lien is the encumbrance that gives the creditor the right to foreclose. It's saying you're not subject to the normal rule that the homestead is exempt.
I'm not sure either brief referred to the official comments. So these are official comments adopted. We know that the governor vetoed the provision for the committee to continue to have comments drafted and approved by the legislature. What's this official comment?
It was prepared by the group that put together the statute, and it was adopted by the legislature, and it is cited in our brief at our opening brief, I believe, page 24-25. Going back to the plain language, the lien gives the right to foreclose but gives no rights to the purchaser. In fact, it's extinguished when the purchase occurs. It doesn't confer any right to possession to anybody. And so the plain language only exempts the lien. And recall that ViewCrest is here in its capacity as purchaser, not as creditor. That's on the second page of the handout, the Appendix A to our brief. You've got to look at its capacity in the two different times.
So one view is you end up with now, if you have a condominium from before 1990, assessments aren't paid, lien applies, judicial foreclosure of the lien, and that statute says you're subject to forced sale, but the owner shall pay rent. If it's a more current condominium under the new current act, then it has no provision about the owner shall pay rent.
The new provision, well, I believe the new act says it applies to old condominiums under a number of circumstances, and I think this is covered. And it does address rent. It says in subsection 364 sub 10 that you can charge rent if it's not the owner. So that's consistent with.
Does that say only a provision for if it's not the owner because there's no obligation to pay rent if you're the owner, or does it say it because there's no need to say anything about the owner because we work back to the redemption statute?
I would say that it's clear from the other statute, from the statutory scheme overall, 623.110.4 in particular, that the homeowner is not required to pay rent after the foreclosure occurs. I briefly want to mention the other three factors. The second guide to statutory interpretation is the rules applicable to statutes impacting the homestead. They dictate three things: that homestead statutes are to be construed liberally in favor of the homeowners, lien statutes are to be construed narrowly, and if there's any change affecting the homestead, it's got to be expressed clearly, directly, and specifically. If there were any doubt about the meaning of the plain words, and there shouldn't be, these rules would dictate that we interpret the statute liberally in favor of Ms. Robertson. The third factor is legislative history, and that is the comment we've discussed. Three things briefly about the comment. First, what I mentioned before, it says the purpose of this is to provide notice. Second, it says nothing about affecting the rights of purchasers and homeowners after the sale. And third, it says a lien for assessments is not subject to the homestead exemption of 613. As ViewCrest acknowledges, there's a difference between the homestead and the which is defined in 010, and the exemption granted the homestead in 070. It's telling you we're focusing on that exemption from foreclosure, not eliminating the homestead.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, David M. Tall, appearing for the respondent, ViewCrest. The Court presently is faced with applying the plain language of the statute RCW 64.34.364, subsection 2, which clearly states that a lien under this section is not subject to the provisions of Chapter 6.13 RCW. That's the entire chapter, of course. That is the chapter which creates the homestead. From the homestead created under 6.13.010, you then have the right to claim a homestead exemption pursuant to 040 and subsection 070. Of that chapter. However, if the entire chapter does not apply, that means that as against the condominium lien, a homeowner cannot assert a homestead. If we look at the redemption statute 6.23110 subsection 4, it starts with the language, in case of any homestead. That means that a person has to have the right to claim a homestead under Chapter 6.13 in order to trigger the right of possession. Now, the legislature has, in other contexts, also limited homesteads. And the appellant cited to the case of Real Property of Sweet, 88 Wash App 199, which simply recognized that after foreclosure, non-judicially, that if there's surplus proceeds, that as a junior lien holder, the former owner would have a right to seek petition of surplus proceeds from the registry of the court.
I'd like to clarify, it seems in your brief in several places you are arguing the redemption provision 110, which you just articulated, which kicks in if any homestead applies. Your response to that is no homestead applies to condominiums. Is that the position you're taking?
To the condominium lien. So, for example, if there is a judgment lien as against the debtor could assert the homestead as against that judgment lien.
And has an automatic homestead.
That is correct. It only relates to the rights of the condominium under its lien. And so anyone who purchases at that sale can rely on the fact that the owner cannot assert a homestead because under the provisions of 6.13...
In a lien foreclosure sale, not in an execution sale on a judgment.
That is correct. Right. Under the order of foreclosure. That is correct, Your Honor.
So then literally there is a homestead that's in existence. It's just as to a lien foreclosure, it has no impact.
Exactly. Only as to the condominium lien foreclosure. That is correct. So
you said there were some other examples where the legislature has created a special category of creditors that aren't subject to the homestead. Can you point us to some of those?
Right. I was ready to quote the actual operative language in Real Property Suite where it says, the fact that the suite's homestead interest in the property provided no protection against the beneficiary of the deed of trust from realizing on its security. Now, we know that after a deed of trust nonjudicial foreclosure, the right of possession is terminated. So the legislature, under the Deed of Trust Act, specifically recognized that the homestead could be terminated the right of possession pursuant to a homestead could be terminated under a statute. Now, as to the deed of trust situation, again, that particular house or condominium that has a deed of trust on it could have an automatic homestead as against other lien holders, other judgment lien holders. So just like with the condominium, the deed of trust would also the property with the deed of trust on it could also have an owner asserting a homestead as against other lien holders, and that's what Sweet was recognizing in this language. Now, why would the association have the ability to assert the inapplicability of the right of possession, whether it be a judicial or non-judicial foreclosure? The answer is simple. Under the old act, you could not have a non-judicial foreclosure. And there are many declarations which don't allow that particular right. And if you can't have that right, and recognizing that the lifeblood of associations are assessments, and recognizing invariably 90%+ of those, and it's hyperbole, but the fact is that virtually all property has mortgages on it. And they're always going to be ahead of the condominium lien, except for the 6-month super priority lien. There was built in the opportunity for the association to recover assessments, even if there was a superior bank lien, which ultimately got foreclosed.
If the legislature meant that under the current has to pay rent if the owner isn't occupying the property. Why didn't they just say that the way they'd said it before?
Well, there is the right to collect rent post-sale, but there is not the right to collect rent pre-sale under the new statute. Because under RCW 64.34.364 subsection 10, you would have to appoint a receiver, and the receiver could collect rent only if it wasn't owner-occupied.
Right.
So the quid pro quo was the owner gets to live there pre-sheriff sale, pre-foreclosure. But after the fact, because there is no right to assert a homestead, therefore there is no right of possession, the association has the ability to rent it during the period of redemption. And of course, with rent, if the owner is paying rent to the association, or if there is a third party paying rent, that has to be accounted during the redemption period. And any monies received during the redemption period, if they actually pay off the total amount of the credit bid, then the owner actually stands to benefit as well, because they can reclaim the property, because the property would have been totally redeemed. So it's not inconsistent to recognize that an association can rent post-sale, but they have to also credit that rent as against the redemption credit, as against the credit bid.
You'd have to agree that there's a lot more direct ways the legislature could have expressed that intent.
Well,
than this cryptic, all provisions of Chapter 6.13.
I think the language is pretty clear. If the provisions of a chapter which create the homestead don't apply, then the redemption statute, which requires the right to claim a homestead as a condition of right of possession, it follows. And to that point, if I also would refer the court to RCW 6.23.030, where under that statute, it starts with if the property is subject to a homestead throughout the redemption period, throughout the redemption statute, there are several sections where they require the homestead in order to get the right. So if you don't have the right because Chapter 6.13 does not apply, then Subsection 4 of RCW 6.23110 also is not applicable. And that's based upon the clear statement, the clear language of the statutes. Thank you, Your Honors.
You have 3 minutes.
Sure. I'd like to talk about this, the assertion made by Mr. Tall that because the lien is not subject to the Act, that means that anybody who purchases at the sale on the lien foreclosure is also not subject to the homestead. There are, in addition to being inconsistent with the points I made before, that's not what the plain language says, it's not consistent with the legislative history, the official comment, and it's not consistent with the rule about interpreting liberally in favor of the homeowner. There are three additional problems with that assertion, three things that have occurred that wouldn't have occurred if that statement were true. One, the last thing Mr. Tall mentioned, the right under 623.030, that's a provision that says if there's a homestead, you got to give a notice 40 to 60 days before the redemption period that the redemption period is about to expire. Viewcrest sent that notice. There was a homestead, and they sent the notice because there was a homestead. Second,
Do we know that, or perhaps it got a lawyer's advice that, well, this is an ambiguous situation, let's use a belt and suspenders approach, we'll send the notice out even though it's not required, and then we won't get in trouble if somebody else decides otherwise later?
I can see that argument, but they...
Isn't that what lawyers do all the time?
They certainly weren't saying, oh, we've got plain language that says we don't have to do this. The other two things are two decisions from this court. This court's decision last year in PHTS versus Vantage would have come out the other way if what Mr. Tall says is true. That was a Condominium Act foreclosure, and then the court dealt with the ability to purchase for someone to list the property and force the purchaser to sell to them if there was a homestead. Only applies if there's a homestead. That decision would have come out the other way if this were true.
But we don't know if that issue was raised, this issue was raised.
I can't be certain the issue was raised. There are members of that panel sitting here and wouldn't know.
Since it's not in the opinion, wouldn't you question whether it was?
Okay. And finally, this court's decision last month in Performance Construction versus Glenn, dealing with the same statute and which had to decide whether only natural persons could claim the homestead. If this was a condominium foreclosure, if there had been no homestead, there would have been no reason for the court to go off on that ground. It would have said no homestead, and that's the end of the story.
Thank you, Counsel.